السلام عليكم، معاكم إيمان هلال وأهلا بيكم في إنجليزي على السريع. حلقة النهاردة عن Florence Nightingale, The Lady with the Lamp. Florence Nightingale was born in Florence, Italy in 1820. She came from a rich British family and was expected to live a comfortable social life. But she wanted to help sick people. At that time, nursing was not a respected job, but Florence believed it was important. Before Florence Nightingale began her work, hospitals were very different from today. They were generally dirty, overcrowded, and disorganized. Unfortunately, in these unclean conditions, infections spread quickly. It was common for patients to die from diseases they caught inside the hospital rather than from their original injury. For centuries, religious institutions in Europe trained women to care for the sick as part of their spiritual duty, not through professional medical training. Outside of this religious context, nursing was not a respected profession. Most nurses at the time were untrained and poorly paid. They typically performed basic tasks and lacked medical knowledge. Nursing was not considered a desirable career. It was a job taken by the poorest women in society, such as widows who had lost their means of support, older women unable to do physically demanding work, and former domestic servants who couldn't find other work. The role required no prior knowledge of medicine, anatomy, or hygiene. Nurses learned what little they knew through informal observation or basic on-the-job experience. In 1854, a war started between Britain and Russia. It was called the Crimean War. Florence went to Turkey with 38 nurses to help wounded soldiers. The hospital was dirty and full of disease. Many soldiers died, not from wounds, but from infections. Florence cleaned the hospital, gave fresh water, and made sure patients had clean beds. She walked around at night with a lamp, checking on the men. That's why people called her the Lady with the Lamp. Her methods produced incredible results. By focusing on cleanliness and organization, she contributed to reducing the death rate at the hospital. The death rate fell from around 40% to just 2%. After the war, Florence used her influence to create lasting change. In 1860, she established the Nightingale Training School for Nurses in London. It was the first school to provide scientific professional training for nurses. It set the model for modern nursing education worldwide. It transformed nursing into a skilled, respectable occupation based on education and science, not just simple care. Florence was also a brilliant mathematician. She understood that data could prove her point powerfully. She created innovative charts to visually show how many lives were saved by cleanliness. This helped convince doctors and government officials to support her reforms. Today, many nurses in the USA still recite the Nightingale Pledge as a symbol of their commitment to caring for patients with kindness and skill. Florence Nightingale died in 1910 at age 90. She showed the world that one person can make a big difference.
دلوقتي هنقرأ كل جملة ونترجمها. Let's read and translate.
Florence Nightingale, the Lady with the Lamp. Florence Nightingale, السيدة ذات المصباح. Lady, سيدة. lamp, مصباح أو لمبة. Florence Nightingale, the lady with the lamp. Florence Nightingale was born in Florence, Italy in 1820. ولدت Florence Nightingale في فلورنسا بإيطاليا عام 1820. Was born, ولدت. Florence, Italy, مدينة Florence في إيطاليا وتسمت على اسم المدينة. Florence Nightingale was born in Florence, Italy in 1820. She came from a rich British family and was expected to live a comfortable social life, but she wanted to help sick people. كانت من عائلة بريطانية ثرية وكان من المتوقع أن تعيش حياة اجتماعية مريحة، لكنها أرادت مساعدة المرضى. She came, أتت. يأتي come, came, أتى. From, من. Rich, ثري. British, بريطانية. Family. She came from a rich family, عائلة بريطانية ثرية. Was expected, كان متوقع لها. To live, أن تعيش. Comfortable, مريحة. Social, اجتماعية. Life, حياة. A comfortable social life, حياة اجتماعية مريحة. But she wanted to help sick people. Wanted, أرادت, help, تساعد, sick, مريض, people, الناس, الناس المرضى يعني. She came from a rich British family and was expected to live a comfortable social life, but she wanted to help sick people. At that time, nursing was not a respected job. في ذلك الوقت لم يكن التمريض وظيفة محترمة. At, في. That, ذلك. Time, الوقت. At that time, في ذلك الوقت. Nursing, التمريض. Respected, محترمة. Job, وظيفة. At that time, nursing was not a respected job. But Florence believed it was important. لكن Florence كانت تؤمن بأهميته. But, لكن, believed, كانت تؤمن, important, مهم. But Florence believed it was important. Before Florence Nightingale began her work, hospitals were very different from today. قبل أن تبدأ Florence Nightingale عملها, كانت المستشفيات مختلفة جدا عن اليوم. Before, قبل, began, بدأت, her work, عملها, hospitals, المستشفيات, were, كانت, very different, مختلفة جدا, from today, عن اليوم. Before Florence Nightingale began her work, hospitals were very different from today. They were generally dirty, overcrowded, and disorganized. كانت بشكل عام منقذرة ومزدحمة للغاية وغير منظمة. They, referring to the hospitals, were, كانت, generally, بشكل عام, dirty, قذر, overcrowded, مزدحم للغاية, disorganized, غير منظم. They were generally dirty, overcrowded, and disorganized. Unfortunately, in these unclean conditions, infections spread quickly. للأسف، في هذه الظروف غير النظيفة، تنتشر العدوى بسرعة. Unfortunately, للأسف. Unclean عكس clean. Clean, unclean، غير النظيف. Conditions الظروف. Infections العدوى أو الإصابات الميكروبية. Spread تنتشر. Quickly بسرعة. Unfortunately, in these unclean conditions, infections spread quickly. It was common for patients to die from diseases they caught inside the hospital rather than from their original injury.
كان من الشائع أن يموت المرضى من الأمراض التي أصيبوا بها داخل المستشفى وليس من إصابتهم الأصلية. It was common, كان من الشائع. For patients, للمرضى. To die, أن يموتوا. To die from, أن يموتوا من. Diseases, الأمراض. They caught, التي التقطوها أو التي أصيبوا بها. Inside, داخل. The hospital, المستشفى. Rather than, وليس من. Their original, الأصلي. Injury, الإصابة. Their original injury, إصابتهم الأصلية. It was common for patients to die from diseases they caught inside the hospital rather than from their original injury.
تقدر تدعم البودكاست عن طريق أنك تحمل نصوص الحلقات المكتوبة من رابط PayHip الموجود في وصف كل حلقة.
For centuries, religious institutions in Europe trained women to care for the sick as part of their spiritual duty, not through professional medical training.
لقرون دربت المؤسسات الدينية في أوروبا النساء على رعاية المرضى كجزء من واجبهن الروحي وليس من خلال التدريب الطبي المهني.
For centuries, centuries يعني قرون. Religious, ديني. Institution, مؤسسة. Religious institutions, مؤسسات دينية. Trained, دربت. Women, ده الجمع بتاع woman. One woman, two women. نساء. To care for, ليرعوا, لرعاية. The sick, المرضى. As part of, كجزء من, their spiritual duty, duty يعني واجب, وspiritual روحاني أو روحي. Not through, وليس من خلال, professional, مهني, medical, طبي, training, تدريب. For centuries, religious institutions in Europe trained women to care for the sick. As part of their spiritual duty, not through professional medical training. Outside of this religious context, nursing was not a respected profession.
خارج هذا السياق الديني، لم تكن مهنة التمريض مهنة محترمة.
Outside, خارج. Religious, ديني. Context, سياق. Nursing, تمريض. Respected, محترم. Profession, مهنة. Outside of this religious context, nursing was not a respected profession. Most nurses at the time were untrained and poorly paid.
كان معظم الممرضات في ذلك الوقت غير مدربات ويتقاضين رواتب ضئيلة.
Most, معظم, nurses, الممرضات, at the time, في ذلك الوقت, untrained, غير مدربات, poorly paid, يعني رواتبهم ضئيلة, يدفع لهم رواتب ضعيفة. Most nurses at the time were untrained and poorly paid. They typically performed basic tasks and lacked medical knowledge.
كانوا عادة يؤدون مهاما أساسية ويفتقرون إلى المعرفة الطبية.
Typically, عادة. Performed, كان يؤدي أو أدوا. Basic tasks, مهاما أساسية بسيطة. And lacked, وكانوا يفتقرون إلى. Medical, طبي, knowledge, معرفة. معرفة طبية. They typically performed basic tasks and lacked medical knowledge. Nursing was not considered a desirable career.
لم يكن التمريض يعتبر مهنة مرغوبة.
Considered, يعتبر. Desirable, جاية من desire, رغبة. Desirable, مرغوبة، career، مهنة أو مسار مهني. Nursing was not considered a desirable career. It was a job taken by the poorest women in society, such as widows who had lost their means of support.
بل كانت وظيفة تتولاها أفقر النساء في المجتمع، مثل الأرامل اللاتي فقدن وسائل إعالتهن.
A job، وظيفة. Taken by، تتولاها أو تؤخذ ب. The poorest، الأفقر. The poorest women، أفقر النساء. In society، في المجتمع. Such as، مثل. Widows، الأرامل. Who had lost، الذين فقدنا. Their means، وسائلهم. Of support، من الإعالة، وسائل إعالتهن.
It was a job taken by the poorest women in society، such as widows who had lost their means of support.
Older women, unable to do physically demanding work, and former domestic servants who couldn't find other work.
وكبار السن من النساء غير القادرات على القيام بأعمال جسدية شاقة، وخادمات المنازل السابقات اللائي لم يتمكن من العثور على عمل آخر.
Older، أكبر. Older women، يعني كبار السن من النساء. Unable، غير قادرة. To do، لعمل. Physically، demanding. Work، physically، جسديا. Demanding، شاق. Work، عمل. أعمال جسدية شاقة. Physically demanding work. And former، والسابق. Domestic، منزلي. Servant، خادم. And former domestic servants، خادمات المنازل السابقات. Who couldn't find، الذين لم يستطيعوا العثور على. Other work، عمل آخر.
Older women unable to do physically demanding work، and former domestic servants who couldn't find other work.
The role required no prior knowledge of medicine, anatomy, or hygiene.
لم يتطلب هذا الدور أي معرفة مسبقة بالطب أو التشريح أو النظافة الصحية.
The role، الدور. Required، يتطلب. No، أي أو لا. Prior، مسبقة. Knowledge، معرفة. Of medicine، بالطب. Anatomy، التشريح. Hygiene، النظافة الصحية.
The role required no prior knowledge of medicine, anatomy, or hygiene.
Nurses learned what little they knew through informal observation or basic on-the-job experience.
تعلمت الممرضات القليل الذي عرفنه من خلال الملاحظة غير الرسمية أو الخبرة الأساسية أو البسيطة المكتسبة في العمل.
Nurses، الممرضات. Learned، تعلمت. What، ما. Little، القليل. They knew، الذي عرفنا. Through، من خلال. Informal، غير رسمي. Observation، ملاحظات. Informal observation، ملاحظات غير رسمية. Or basic، أو أساسية. On the job experience. On the job، يعني في العمل، أثناء العمل. Experience، خبرة. كانوا بيتعلموا من الخبرة اللي بيكتسبوها في العمل.
Nurses learned what little they knew through informal observation or basic on-the-job experience.
لو حابب تدرس معايا أنا شخصياً دروس مباشرة تأسيس إنجليزي أو محادثة، تواصل معايا على التليفون وواتساب الموجود في وصف كل حلقة.
In 1854, a war started between Britain and Russia.
في عام 1854 اندلعت حرب بين بريطانيا وروسيا.
War، حرب. Started، بدأت. Between، بين. Britain، بريطانيا. Russia، Russia. In 1854, a war started between Britain and Russia. It was called the Crimean War. كانت تسمى حرب القرم. Was called, كانت تسمى Crimean القرم. دي حرب كانت ما بين روسيا وبريطانيا وتركيا في القرن التسعتاشر. Florence went to Turkey with 38 nurses to help wounded soldiers. ذهبت فلورنس إلى تركيا مع 38 ممرضة لمساعدة الجنود الجرحى. Went, ذهبت, to, إلى, nurses, ممرضات, help, مساعدة, wounded, مجروحين, soldiers, جنود. Florence went to Turkey with 38 nurses to help wounded soldiers. The hospital was dirty and full of disease. كان المستشفى قذرا ومليئا بالأمراض. The hospital was dirty and full of disease. Many soldiers died, not from wounds, but from infections.
مات العديد من الجنود ليس بسبب جروحهم ولكن بسبب الإصابة بالميكروبات.
Many, الكثير, soldiers, جنود, died, مات, not from, ليس من, wounds, الجروح, but from, ولكن من, infections, الإصابة بالميكروبات. Many soldiers died, not from wounds, but from infections. Florence cleaned the hospital, gave fresh water, and made sure patients had clean beds.
نظفت فلورنس المستشفى ووفرت المياه العذبة وتأكدت من حصول المرضى على أسرة نظيفة.
Cleaned, نظفت, gave, أعطت, the past tense of give. Fresh water, مياه عذبة. Made sure, تأكدت من. Patients, المرضى. Had, كان لديهم. Clean beds, أسرة نظيفة. Florence cleaned the hospital, gave fresh water, and made sure patients had clean beds. She walked around at night with a lamp, checking on the men.
كانت تتجول ليلا بمصباح للإطمئنان على الرجال.
Walked, مشت. Walked around, تجولت أو كانت تتجول. At night, ليلا. With a lamp, بمصباح. Checking on, للإطمئنان, the men, الرجال. She walked around at night with a lamp, checking on the men. That's why people called her the lady with the lamp.
لهذا السبب أطلق عليها الناس لقب السيدة ذات المصباح.
That's why, لهذا السبب, people, الناس, called her, أطلقوا عليها, the lady, السيدة, with the lamp, ذات المصباح. That's why people called her the lady with the lamp. Her methods produced incredible results.
أحدثت أساليبها نتائج مذهلة.
Method, أسلوب أو طريقة. Produced, أنتجت أو أحدثت. Incredible, مذهل, لا يصدق. Results, نتائج. Her methods produced incredible results. By focusing on cleanliness and organization, she contributed to reducing the death rate at the hospital.
من خلال التركيز على النظافة والتنظيم، ساهمت في تخفيض معدل الوفيات في المستشفى.
Focusing, by focusing, من خلال التركيز on cleanliness, على النظافة, and organization, والتنظيم. She contributed, ساهمت, to reducing, في تخفيض, the death rate, معدل الوفيات. By focusing on cleanliness and organization, she contributed to reducing the death rate at the hospital. the death rate fell from around 40% to just 2%.
انخفض معدل الوفيات من حوالي 40% إلى 2% فقط.
Fell from يعني نزل من.
انخفض من.
Around حوالي. Just فقط. The death rate fell from around 40% to just 2%.
لو حابب تشوف كل فيديوهاتي عن تعلم اللغة الإنجليزية، شوف قناة اليوتيوب أو صفحة الفيسبوك باسم English for Arabs إيمان هلال.
After the war, Florence used her influence to create lasting change.
بعد الحرب، استخدمت فلورنس نفوذها لإحداث تغيير دائم.
After the war،
بعد الحرب.
Used،
استخدمت.
Her influence،
نفوذها، تأثيرها.
To create،
لإحداث أو لخلق.
Lasting change،
تغيير دائم.
After the war, Florence used her influence to create lasting change.
In 1860, she established the Nightingale Training School for Nurses in London. في عام 1860 أسست مدرسة نايتنغيل للتدريب على التمريض في لندن.
She established أسست
Training School مدرسة للتدريب. In 1860, she established the Nightingale Training School for Nurses in London.
It was the first school to provide scientific professional training for nurses.
كانت أول مدرسة تقدم تدريباً علمياً ومهنياً للممرضات.
It was,
كانت,
the first,
الأول,
school,
the first school, أول مدرسة,
to provide,
لتقديم, تقدم,
scientific,
علمي,
professional,
مهني,
training,
تدريب.
It was the first school to provide scientific professional training for nurses.
It set the model for modern nursing education worldwide. لقد وضعت النموذج للتعليم التمريضي الحديث في جميع أنحاء العالم.
It set the model.
وضعت النموذج.
For modern,
للحديث,
nursing,
تمريض الحديث,
for modern nursing education,
للتعليم التمريضي الحديث,
worldwide,
في جميع أنحاء العالم.
It set the model for modern nursing education worldwide. It transformed nursing into a skilled, respectable occupation based on education and science, not just simple care.
حولت التمريض إلى مهنة محترمة تتطلب مهارة وقائمة على التعليم والعلم وليس مجرد رعاية بسيطة.
It transformed,
حولت,
nursing,
التمريض,
into,
إلى,
a skilled, respectable occupation,
مهنة محترمة تتطلب مهارة,
based on,
قائمة على,
education,
التعليم,
science,
العلم,
not just,
ليس فقط,
simple care,
رعاية بسيطة.
It transformed nursing into a skilled, respectable occupation based on education and science, not just simple care.
Florence was also a brilliant mathematician.
كانت فلورنس أيضاً عالمة رياضيات بارعة.
Brilliant,
بارعة.
Mathematician, عالمة رياضيات.
Florence was also a brilliant mathematician.
She understood that data could prove her point powerfully. لقد فهمت أن البيانات يمكن أن تثبت وجهة نظرها بقوة.
Understood,
فهمت.
Understand, understood.
Data, البيانات,
could,
كان يمكن أن,
prove, يثبت, her point, وجهة نظرها, powerfully, بقوة. She understood that data could prove her point powerfully. She created innovative charts to visually show how many lives were saved by cleanliness.
أنشأت مخططات مبتكرة لتوضح بشكل مرئي عدد الأرواح التي تم إنقاذها بفضل النظافة.
Created, أنشأت, innovative, مبتكر, charts, مخططات أو رسوم بيانية, to visually show, لتوضح بشكل مرئي, how many, كم عدد, lives, تجمع life, حياة, were saved, تم إنقاذها, by cleanliness, بفضل النظافة.
She created innovative charts to visually show how many lives were saved by cleanliness. This helped convince doctors and government officials to support her reforms.
ساعد ذلك في إقناع الأطباء والمسؤولين الحكوميين بدعم إصلاحاتها.
This helped, هذا ساعد, convince, يقنع, doctors, الأطباء, government officials, المسؤولين الحكوميين, to support, لدعم, her reforms, إصلاحاتها. This helped convince doctors and government officials to support her reforms. Today, many nurses in the USA still recite the Nightingale Pledge as a symbol of their commitment to caring for patients with kindness and skill.
اليوم لا تزال العديد من الممرضات في الولايات المتحدة يرددن قسم Nightingale كرمز لالتزامهن برعاية المرضى بلطف ومهارة.
Recite, يردد أو يغني أو ينشد. The Nightingale Pledge, قسم Nightingale. As a symbol, كرمز. Of their commitment, لالتزامهن. To caring, لرعاية. For patients, للمرضى. With kindness, بلطف. And skill, مهارة. Today, many nurses in the USA still recite the Nightingale Pledge as a symbol of their commitment to caring for patients with kindness and skill. Florence Nightingale died in 1910 at age 90.
توفيت Florence Nightingale عام 1910 عن عمر يناهز 90 عاما.
She showed the world that one person can make a big difference.
لقد أظهرت للعالم أن شخصاً واحداً يمكنه أن يحدث فرقاً كبيراً.
Showed, أظهرت, the world, العالم. One person, شخص واحد, can make, يمكن أن يفعل, a big difference, فرقاً كبيراً. She showed the world that one person can make a big difference.
ودلوقتي حنسمع القصة in English مرة تانية.
Florence Nightingale, the lady with the lamp. Florence Nightingale was born in Florence, Italy, in 1820. She came from a rich British family and was expected to live a comfortable social life. But she wanted to help sick people. At that time, nursing was not a respected job, but Florence believed it was important. Before Florence Nightingale began her work, hospitals were very different from today. They were generally dirty, overcrowded, and disorganized. Unfortunately, in these unclean conditions, infections spread quickly. It was common for patients to die from diseases they caught inside the hospital rather than from their original injury. For centuries, religious institutions in Europe trained women to care for the sick as part of their spiritual duty, not through professional medical training. Outside of this religious context, nursing was not a respected profession.
most nurses at the time were untrained and poorly paid. They typically performed basic tasks and lacked medical knowledge. Nursing was not considered a desirable career. It was a job taken by the poorest women in society, such as widows who had lost their means of support, older women unable to do physically demanding work, and former domestic servants who couldn't find other work. The role required no prior knowledge of medicine, anatomy, or hygiene. Nurses learned what little they knew through informal observation or basic on-the-job experience. In 1854, a war started between Britain and Russia. It was called the Crimean War. Florence went to Turkey with 38 nurses to help wounded soldiers. The hospital was dirty and full of disease. Many soldiers died, not from wounds, but from infections. Florence cleaned the hospital, gave fresh water, and made sure patients had clean beds. She walked around at night with a lamp, checking on the men. That's why people called her the Lady with the Lamp. Her methods produced incredible results. By focusing on cleanliness and organization, she contributed to reducing the death rate at the hospital. The death rate fell from around 40% to just 2%. After the war, Florence used her influence to create lasting change. In 1860, she established the Nightingale Training School for Nurses in London. It was the first school to provide scientific professional training for nurses. It set the model for modern nursing education worldwide. It transformed nursing into a skilled, respectable occupation based on education and science, not just simple care. Florence was also a brilliant mathematician. She understood that data could prove her point powerfully. She created innovative charts to visually show how many lives were saved by cleanliness. This helped convince doctors and government officials to support her reforms. Today, many nurses in the USA still recite the Nightingale Pledge as a symbol of their commitment to caring for patients with kindness and skill. Florence Nightingale died in 1910 at age 90. She showed the world that one person can make a big difference.
ودي كانت نهاية حلقة النهاردة. تابعوني على يوتيوب وفيسبوك على English for Arabs, Iman Hilal. See you in the next episode, inshallah.